You're joining us for another episode of College Talks and More, brought to you by MyBookCart.com. This series brings together students, parents, and professionals sharing their voices on a variety of college and life topics.
It's all about students, parents, and all of our listeners finding the information, encouragement, and thrive they need for a successful college and life experience.
Welcome to College Talks with your hosts, Hannah
and Carrie.
Our topic for today is College Tip. For this episode, we have our newest guest, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah, and welcome to the show. Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little more about your college background?
I'm Sarah, obviously. I'm going to school for mechanical engineering. I have a concentration in robotics with a minor in mathematics. I'm going into my senior year this year. I won't be going for secondary after I graduate college, but I go to Southern New Hampshire University right now.
So are you a full-time or part-time student?
I'm a full-time student.
What made you decide to pursue a degree in mechanical engineering with a concentration in robotics and a minor in mathematics?
So it's actually a funny story. I was going to school originally when I applied to be an English major and a teaching major. And I sat in one of student of the day things and I was like, this is not for me. I don't want to do this at all. So we walked around the fair that they were having with all the majors and I walked past the engineering table and I looked at it and I went, I'm going to do that. And my mom was just like, are you sure? And I was like, yes, I am. So that's what I wound up doing. I chose robotics because we have to pick a concentration. And out of all of them, that sounded like the most fun.
Wow, that's awesome. Do you take classes on or off campus?
I take classes on campus and I also live on campus.
Do you have roommates? Did you pick them or were they assigned?
So freshman year, I picked my roommate through the Facebook group that they put together for all the students and that didn't work out. So she wound up moving out. And then second semester freshman year, I was assigned a roommate and that actually worked out really great. And I was absolutely terrified when I found out I'd been assigned one. I was trying to like Facebook stalk her and find her and everything to figure out, you know, what type of person she was. And we wound up being a great match. We're still friends. We acted like sisters when we lived together, which was a lot of fun to have that type of a friend and to make that friend so quickly. And then we lived together sophomore year. I was actually an RA and I lived in an apartment style. So everybody had a single and I had three other roommates besides myself. And I got to choose two of them. And then we didn't have a third person. So we just had a random roommate move in.
A lot of people complain about the food at college. Do you eat at school or outside of school? Do you have a meal plan? And tell us, how is the food?
So I do have a meal plan. I have the cheapest meal plan, which I think is like $900 approximately. But because when I started living in an apartment style, I started cooking for myself, which I find to be better. And I love to cook, so it works out well for me. I, freshman year, discovered that I have celiac disease and my school wasn't really as accommodating for having a gluten issue. So that was a big struggle for me. They just recently really updated the procedures. So now it's better to eat in the dining hall. It gets kind of boring because there's only so many options after a while. And it's, you know, it's not the best quality food, but it's not terrible.
If there was someone else in your school that had celiac disease, how would you tell them the food was?
I would tell them where I think they should eat. The Grill has great food. It's like American style food and they are very easily changed to have that gluten fix to it. We have like a Fiesta Zone. That one can be a little trickier depending on who's working there because you either wind up with cross-contamination or you don't, so it can be kind of iffy. But freshman year, it was really only the salad bar that I could eat at, and after a while of just eating salads, you kind of lose interest in eating.
That sounds horrible. How has COVID affected your studies?
I came home spring break and then we didn't go back, which was like really stressful. I didn't like that I couldn't go back to school. I was working on a project with the Sea Science Center in Manchester, New Hampshire, and I couldn't build what we were working on because of being home. So we had to do everything online. But my school has been great at giving us the programs that we need to complete our courses. So they gave us access to SolidWorks, to LabVIEW, to MATLAB, and all different types of CAD software and coding softwares that we needed without having to download them onto our personal computers or pay for them.
Some would say that getting a degree in mechanical engineering with a concentration in robotics and a minor in mathematics is not easy. What do you do when things get frustrating?
Well, it's definitely not easy, and I do get frustrated quite a bit with it. Thankfully, I have some really great friends that I can go and, you know, complain to, and we wind up talking for like a couple hours about how frustrating it is, or they'll sit down and they'll help me. I think, truthfully, your peers are your best ally when it comes to your schoolwork, because they are going to feel just as frustrated with it as you. And if you're a shy person and you don't feel comfortable going to your professor, then you can take a pal with you or they'll go. Walking around is always a good option. Like, just circling the building 5 times will help kind of release that pent up stress. Or you can, if you're close with your family like I am, you can call your family or your boyfriend or girlfriend, whoever. That really helps you calm down and realize, okay, I can do this.
So, if you need help with your studies, besides your peers and friends, where would you find it?
For my freshman and sophomore year, I went to our library because they have a tutoring center, and I would go there. They have walk-in hours, and they also offer private tutoring. I opted for the private tutoring mostly because it was one-on-one, and I could really get a grasp of what I wasn't understanding. And it really helped me, especially now when I look, some of my friends don't have the understandings of the basics because they were not embarrassed, but they didn't want to go and get a tutor. They didn't want to take that extra step. They just wanted to go to the professors. And professors are great, but they don't always have the time for the lower level courses. For my upper level courses that I'm in now, I'm always in my professor's office hours. And they're really, really great with the upper level courses at explaining what exactly it is that you're not understanding.
What is involved in completing a degree in mechanical engineering? Are there any special projects that you have to do?
Yes. So your senior year, you have to complete a capstone project, which is a full year project. And it basically, the first half is planning of the project and getting everything set and working with your customer and your professors to make sure that you have everything exactly how it needs to be. So all the paperwork stuff is completed. And then the second half of the year is spent actually building and constructing and working on hands-on problems as they come. It takes a lot of drive and commitment to actually be able to push through all of the years to do it. I know for me, my sophomore year was really hard. For others, it's their junior year. I think it depends on your course load. I know for my school specifically, just the engineering core is 129 credits, and then you have to add 30 additional general education credit, and you have to maintain at least a 2.0 GPA. And I've seen a lot of people come into the program knowing that engineering was what they wanted to do. They had been working towards it their whole life, and they dropped out because they just didn't want to put in the time and the effort, because I spend a lot of time on my studies. Probably I'm at my CETA building from, I would say, 10 o'clock in the morning to midnight every night during the week, except for Saturday and Sunday, probably.
What is your plan for after you complete your degree?
I want to work full time because I'm going into my senior year. I'm working on finding a job right now. My goal is to graduate with a job.
How are you paying for your college education?
I have an agreement with my parents that while I'm in school, they will pay. And then after school, I'll start paying for whatever's left, and then we'll work out the difference at some point. And I also have a lot of scholarships. So like I said, sophomore year, I was an RA. So between being an RA and my scholarships, I think we only had to pay $5,000 for my year of school.
I love that your parents are so supportive and that you got scholarships. Do you also have an advisor?
I do. I love my academic advisor. She is probably one of my best resources. If I have any questions, I will go to her. My school also has a student success counselor right in the CETA building, specifically for CETA students. And I go to her all the time. And I go to them just to talk too. It's not even like I need help or I need this. It's just, hey, how's it going? Everybody at my school is really friendly and supportive and just there for you if you need it, especially if you're having like issues outside of your schoolwork. They want to help.
You mentioned that you are an RA. Have you done any internships?
Yes, I have. So I currently am an intern at a company locally. I've been there since the summer of my freshman year. I actually highly recommend for anyone out there who is in this field, apply. Even if it says that you cannot get this internship because you don't fit your educational requirements, still apply because you might get it, even though it says that like it's not for freshmen, because I got it and they've kept me on. And my goal is to work for this company after I graduate.
That's fantastic. How hard is it being a woman in a male-dominated major? How many women are in your classes? And within your classes, do you see a bias towards men?
So it is pretty difficult. My first ever day, I wouldn't even say it was my first day. I think it was orientation. I walked in and it was all dudes. And one of the guys turns and looks at me and goes, "You're in the wrong room." And I was like, no, I'm not. This is engineering. And he was like, "Women can't be engineers." And I was like so taken aback. I didn't know how to react to that. One of the men that was running the orientation was like, "Son, if that's your opinion, you should leave right now because women are dominating our field," which isn't exactly true, but I have been seeing a lot more women come into the field. In my classes, there's two other girls besides me, I want to say, and one of them graduated this year. During classes, it can be pretty difficult because I had a project that I was working on with two other boys, and we were really excited at the start. And then when it came to actually the construction and design plans and everything like that, my input wasn't taken seriously. They didn't want me doing certain things. They would tell me no, they were going to do it because I don't think they trusted me as much because I am a woman. And that was actually validated because quite a few of my friends had heard them talking about me in a very sexist way, which was not fun to find out.
I am really sorry that you had to go through that. Did you report them or talk to your professor about the whole situation?
My friends actually reported them and then told me about it. So then my professor came in and talked to me and talked to them about it. I had so much going on. I was in 21 credits. So them being that way, I at first took it as, oh, they're trying to, you know, help me out because they know how busy I am, because I disclosed that at first. But I was like, I want to help. I want to be here. Just, you know, let me know. We need to plan it. And they just were rude, essentially. But I think it was a learning point for them as well for me, that I, as a woman, you have to be more assertive when dealing with the men in this major, because they are going to try and look down on you or treat you differently.
I think it is great that you found a way to persevere. What other tips do you have for women looking to get a degree in mechanical engineering?
Women need to just do it. Just if you think about it and you want to do it, just do it. You know, I was afraid that I was going to do it and then I was going to drop out and people were going to like talk about me behind my back. And don't be afraid. Don't let fear control you. Don't be afraid to walk in a room full of men and just own it, because there have been many times where I've walked into a classroom and I've gotten weird looks because I'm a girl walking into the room full of men. And don't be afraid of your other female companions in those classes, and don't make it a competition. I know that that's happened with me a couple times. I've walked into one of my math courses and there was only one other girl in there and she wanted to make it a competition. And I was like, I don't want to compete with you. I want to be your friend.
I think a lot of women will find encouragement in what you are saying. Do you feel that it will be harder to find a job as a woman in this field?
No, I don't. It might be easier because I know they're trying to really up the numbers of women in the STEM fields, which is good and bad. Fake feminism is never good, but at the same time, it's also, you know, yay, we get more jobs. I'd rather have it be skewed where they'll pick you because you're a woman than disclude you because you're a woman. But still, I'd rather just get the job based on my credentials.
What support, if any, have you had from your college in regards to being a woman in a male-dominated field?
My college is amazing at supporting women in the STEM field. They've organized fundraisers to help the women that, you know, can't necessarily afford it, that are still in high school that want to come to college. They've had women from all different age ranges come and look at what we're doing. They've had the women that are in the STEM program or the math programs, come and talk to them to help persuade them to coming into the STEM field and wanting to do it. They are really supportive. We have a lot of female teachers, and they really help push the female students along and really help change the bias in the boys, if there is any, to realizing, hey, you know, they are equals. They are engineers. We need to treat them as such.
How do you feel about going back to college with everything that is going on with COVID?
So my school opted to not go back onto campus. They've decided that we will be doing everything online, which has lowered the tuition rate, which is good, but it's also very upsetting to me because it's my senior year. I want to be on campus. And I haven't gotten a lot of information on how classes will be run or how I will be doing my capstone project, which is stressful. But I'm excited to see what new opportunities they'll have and what new projects they'll think of for us as we're online. But I really hope we go back in the spring. I really want to build my capstone project, and I really want to walk across for graduation.
Now tell me honestly, do you feel like you are missing out on your education with no hands-on experience in the classroom?
Definitely. I think that it is a complete drawback to not be in a classroom. I find that it's a lot harder to sit in front of a computer and listen to a lecture because there's so many other distractions and there's no professor standing there in person to watch you and make sure that you're actively listening.
Now, let's get personal. Do you have any free time? And if so, what do you do?
Free time during the week, not really. I try and get all my schoolwork done during the week, so the weekends are mine. I will try and go home during the weekends, like every couple weeks, not every weekend, because that's just ridiculous. If I don't go home, I spend a lot of time with my friends. We'll go for walks, or we'll just like go to the grocery store or Walmart, because that's always a lot of fun. Just try to, you know, relax and have a good time. And even if I don't hang out with my friends, I'll sleep because I'm typically really tired when I'm at school.
So in addition to your very busy academic schedule, are you involved in any community organizations?
I was freshman year. I was in this Humans vs. Zombie Club, which was a lot of fun. It's basically a giant game of tag, except when you're tagged, you turn into a zombie. And then sophomore year, I was an RA, as I said, but that was really, really stressful. And it personally didn't work for me because I'm very introverted, and it caused me to become very extroverted. And there was also a lot of problems on my floor and within my own apartment, and it was just a lot. But last year I really wanted to focus and bunker down in my studies.
Are you in a relationship? If you are, do they go to your school? And if they don't go to your school, how is a long distance relationship?
So I am in a relationship. I have been for a little over 4 years. He doesn't go to my school, but we make it work by, we talk on the phone every night, we FaceTime every night when I'm at school. Freshman year was probably the hardest because, you know, it's your first year away. You're trying to figure out, you know, what's okay within the relationship in terms of hanging out with, you know, people of the opposite. And it becomes difficult because you don't, you know, your friends are like, come on, let's go out, let's go do things. And you are thinking of your significant other. So my best advice with that would just be, you know, talk to them, make sure you know what they're okay with, what you're comfortable with, because it works for them too. You know, they're going to want to go out and do things and keep themselves busy. So you really need to be communicative and really face your problems head on when you have them. But I remember freshman year, people telling me, you know, I don't understand why you would come to school with a boyfriend. It's not going to work out. And I would just look at them and be like, well, I'm going to be with him forever. So, you know, leave me alone. And I stopped being friends with those people because I didn't need that type of negativity in my life. It's basically all a choice of you're going to be faced with the choice of, do I stay in this relationship or do I really go do something else and be on my own? And I love my boyfriend and I chose to stay with him and I will consistently choose him.
On that note, is your boyfriend supportive of your career goals?
My boyfriend actually told me that I was too smart to only go to school for education. He believed I could do so much more. When I said to him, I think I want to be an engineer, he was like, yes, you do that because you are smart and amazing. And I just, he's incredibly supportive and just amazing.
Well, it was great that you have found someone so supportive in your life. Tell me, what is your favorite thing about college?
Oh, that's a tough question. There's a lot of things that I like about college. I like the freedom to really find yourself and affirm the things that you love to do. Like, I really have affirmed my love for cooking and baking while I've been at school. I've affirmed that I am really smart and that I am able to do things that I didn't think I was able to do before I came to college.
What's been some of the struggles with going to college?
Being away from my family and my support system has probably been the hardest thing. I'm a big family-oriented person. I'm always hanging out with my sister or my mom or my dad. They understand me the best out of everyone, and I'm boyfriends the same way. We're always with my family or his family. So that was probably the hardest thing, was leaving them and getting out of my comfort zone.
And lastly, what other college advice do you have for other students?
Do it all. Do not be afraid. Go out, make friends, have a lot of fun, but make sure that no matter what you're doing, you put your studies first. Your studies have to come first when you're at school. I've seen too many kids that don't put their studies first, and they either flunk out or they wind up dropping out of the program that they really wanted to be in because they just couldn't handle it. And going to school and you're spending all this money, you want to be successful.
Thank you, Sarah, for coming on our show and offering all this valuable insight on what it's like being a woman in a male-dominated world. We love hearing a student's perspective on college experiences. We are all about humans helping humans. We hope you will join us again on another episode.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll all be waiting impatiently to hear what engineering job you accept after college. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Here's to another informative episode of College Talks and More.
Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channel to stay up to date on any new episodes.
Check out our blog and be an insider to receive our newsletters so you can follow anything and everything College Talks and My Book Heart.